Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alessia and Sophie with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government has helped broker a deal to secure 1,000 jobs at three Bowen Basin coal mines. Newly formed company Argo Queensland has purchased a majority shareholding of 70% in Bowen Basin mining company Fitzroy Resources. Premier David Crisafulli struck the deal during his recent trade mission to Japan and India, and Fitzroy Resources CEO Dan Clifford has stated that while the transaction will take up to 4 months, it is a strong vote of confidence for the future of the mines.
In national news, Tropical Cyclone Finna passed through north of Darwin on Saturday as a Category 3 system. The cyclone brought wind gusts of up to 200 kilometres an hour, damaging homes, cars and infrastructure. 66 government schools have been impacted by the system and are currently working towards reopening. Approximately 19,000 homes have been left without power, and recovery and clean-up efforts are still underway.
The Northern Territory has established an Integrity and Ethics Commissioner, or IEC, after the bill passed through Parliament Tuesday evening. The IEC will integrate the state's anti-corruption watchdog, or ICAC, into a new agency alongside three other integrity bodies, Information Commissioner, Ombudsman and Health Complaints Commissioner. This comes 7 years after the Northern Territory ICAC was formed and 6 months after the previous Commissioner Michael Riches retired. Mr. Riches' resignation came after workplace allegations within his office causing the public's trust in the ICAC to diminish, sparking the need for the formation of the IEC.
In international news, the former Pope Mobile used by Pope Francis during his 2014 tour of the Holy Lands has been turned into a mobile health clinic for children in Gaza. The vehicle has been refurbished and is dedicated to helping Palestinian children. The finished product was unveiled in Bethlehem on Tuesday and has the customary white associated with the late Pope. Currently, the vehicle is encased in a glass display, and Israeli authorities need to grant permission for it to enter Gaza as it controls all access in and out of the strip. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with high chances of showers and possible severe storms this evening. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging.